Hello and welcome to the Purium Health Products Wednesday night Meet the Owners conference call. My name is Amy and I'm one of the owners and founders here at Purium. And you're probably used to hearing Dave Sandoval on the line. He's the other owner and founder, and I like to try to either help him out or give him a break at least once a month. So it's really exciting time here at Purium. David Sandoval, as well as David Litt, are actually hosting our Blue Diamond Retreat that just started today for our second group of attendees. So they've had the first group up of Blue Diamonds up last weekend. We had a field advisory board council meeting going on the past 2 days, and the second Blue Diamond Retreat group is making their way up to the Oasis today. So really exciting, really fun time going on here at Purium. So I thought I would give Dave a break and help him out and do the call tonight. And plus, I really enjoy getting to be on these calls as well, but there's so many great things going on at the corporate office in Long Beach. I don't have the time that I would like to be on the call each and every week. So tonight I wanted to kind of take it back to something that we launched about a year ago, and maybe a little more than that now, called the Million Mom Movement. And we've had so many new members and customers join us here at Purium that maybe not everyone even knows about the Million Mom Movement. So we decided that today would be a great opportunity to kind of bring us back to something that we haven't talked about in a little while, but it's something that's really, really important to myself. It's really important to Dave Sandoval. It's really important to David Litt and our leaders who have been with us for such a long time. And that's something that's a movement that we created called the Million Mom Movement. And, you know, if you know anything about us here at Purium, it's that we believe in pure foods, and we believe that pure foods taken, when your body consumes pure foods, that your body can do amazing things. Your body can heal itself. Your body, you can get back to the way that you felt when you were a young person and you had energy and you had endurance and you felt good. And so through years and years of eating the wrong things or being exposed to the wrong things, we've gone away from the way that we felt when we were young kids or teenagers or even in our young 20s, and now we suffer from things like low energy, no endurance. You know, we have high blood pressure, we have diabetes, we suffer from all sorts of ailments, we're obese, you know, we don't like the way we look, and then that translates into the way we feel. And what happens so much is the food that we're putting in our mouth is contributing to all of that. And so where this Million Mom Movement comes in is it's like, you know, we need to be educating our kids. We need to be educating the decision makers in the household, whether it's the mom or the dad or the man or the woman, it doesn't matter. We just called it the Million Mom Movement. But what we want to do is we want to create an educational campaign to start people thinking about real food, to start people thinking about the relationship of food and the way that you feel. And it's interesting because people that are not familiar with Purium and that may just be living their lives, sometimes they don't even understand that relationship exists. And it takes someone that knows about Purium, it takes someone that knows about health, that can kind of connect the dots of how food and macronutrients and micronutrients and phytochemicals work in the body, that can connect that dot, can draw that path and illustrate the relationship. All those are so interconnected. And so what the Million Mom Movement is all about is let's start it in the household. Let's start it when kids are very little and when they're forming, deciding what's right and what's wrong and what they should do and what they shouldn't do. Let's make kids aware. Let's have this subject matter that we talk about at the dinner table. Let's talk about how our bodies work and how this relationship, you know, and let's eat food that's pure and let's eat food that's natural and that doesn't have chemicals and that has not been genetically modified, and let's bring up those concepts. You know, sometimes we even struggle to talk to our kids. You know, we're not silent. I tell you, I think you're weird at first, but, you know, they really get into this. And this, it's almost like having a lesson at school, and that they can begin to relate to you on a completely different level when you actually, you talk to them about these things that can really be so impactful in their lives. And so what we're doing here at Purium and what the Million Mom Movement was all about is that we're looking for 1,000 women in 100 communities who go out and touch 10 families each and who teach those 10 families to eat cleaner and to eat greener and to paint that picture for those families of this relationship of what the pure food, good food, healthy eating can do, you know, and makes an impact on the way that you feel. You know, it's really, really scary. There are so many statistics out there about kids who are obese. One website that I looked at earlier today, it said 1 in 5 children are overweight. Another website said it was up to 33% of children and adolescents are overweight. So these numbers are scary. I mean, I'm talking, these numbers are so scary. And you know, as a parent, you always want to do what's right for your kid. You always want to do what's right for your kid. But you know what? Sometimes we just don't know what's right for our kid. And sometimes we just don't know because we don't know. It's not because we don't care. And so that's what the Million Mom Movement, that's part of it, and that's part of what Purium is all about, is it's not about judging people. It's not about going in to your friends, to one of these 10 families that you're going to reach out and you're going to touch and you're going to teach. It's not about going into their pantry and criticizing what they have, you know, in their cupboard or what they have in their refrigerator. It's about going in with a loving heart and saying, wow, if we did this, we could make this a little better. We can make a little better choice here. We can make a little better choice over here. And then, you know what? These accumulation better choices will begin to make an impact. And then, you know, you begin to make that impact. You begin to feel a little better. You begin to lose a little weight. And then it's like you started some momentum. And then they might come back to you and go, wow, can you tell me more? And then you get that opportunity to go back and you talk about maybe a better choice than even the one you recommended the first time. Because you know what? You know what they say in advertising? People have to hear something 7 times before they it even resonates with them. Well, you know what? Guess what? It's the same when you're talking about changing their dietary habits and they're going to feel better and this and that. And so, again, it's our belief here at Purium, it's never judge, just nudge people into a better lifestyle. And so they'll respect you so much more for that than if you just go in and tear it all down and everything that they're doing is bad. You know, we don't want to approach it that way. We want people to feel comfortable, you know, that they're making these changes. And not everybody's on the same path. And, you know, some of us may be a little more stubborn than others and think, well, no, that's not really true. But I tell you what, as a Purium member, as someone that's on the products and living a Million Mom Movement lifestyle, living a Purium lifestyle, your friends, these 10 families that you're going out and touching, these 10 families will begin to see a change in you. And so, you know, there has been scientists have proven that when we see something, we can visually process information up to 300 times faster than we can read it or we can hear it. So what begins to happen is that you're living a Million Mom Movement lifestyle. You've pledged off chemicals and GMOs. You're not bringing those things into your household. You're feeling better. You look better. You've lost weight. You have energy. So your friends, these 10 families that you've pledged to touch, they're going to see that, and they're going to want that too, because you're radiating positive energy, and they want that. So I challenge everybody that's on the phone today, because we're really serious. We haven't talked about this for a while, but we're really serious as a huge objective as we go up to National Convention in August, that we want to build those 100 communities. We want to put a map of the United States up on a board, and we want to start putting those pins in of where we have achieved those 1,000 women or 1,000 families. It doesn't matter. It doesn't just have to be women. We want those 1,000 people in those 100 communities that have touched those 10 families each. And you know what? We have so many people out there that have a fire, that have the same fire and passion that Dave and I had, that Dave had years and years ago, and that he passed that fire on to me, and we've slowly started to pass that fire and passion on to others, and we want to start recognizing those communities, and I cannot wait till we put that slide of the U.S. up on a big projector at our national convention, and really and be able to pinpoint where we have made our mark of those 1,000 women touching 10 families each. So go Oahu. You guys have a pin. You've done it. Paso Robles area started it months ago, and you guys are rocking. And so we really, really want to go out and assess that. And that's going to be a huge accomplishment for Dave and I to see those pins on the map of where we've been able to do that. And you know what? I could talk for an hour about all the damage that can be done by eating chemicals in our food supply today. I really don't want to bore all of us with that, because, you know, we all have common sense, and we all know that food made by God and Mother Nature has to be better than food made in laboratories by man. When we get in and we mess with these things, you know, in the name of science to make them better, you know, in quotation marks, you know, honestly, we just don't know what we're doing. And because these genetically modified foods, these foods that scientists have gone in and basically messed with the genetic material of these foods, and those are called you know, GMO, genetically modified organisms, we just don't know. You know, 20 years, just to be honest, is not enough time to give the empirical evidence to tell us what these man-made alterations are going to do to us as a population, what they're going to do to our bodies. So what we say here at Purium is just avoid them. Don't be part of the science experiment. Avoid them wherever you possibly can. And so that means, number one, educate yourself. Educate yourself, what is a GMO? You know, there's websites out there that can give you lots and lots of information on what a GMO is. There's lots of websites out there that can really scare you. And I'm not here to scare you. I'm here to say, let's make better choices. Let's teach our kids from as young an age as possible to make better choices, to be actively engaged in thinking about what you're putting in your body. Because, you know, I will guarantee you this. When a teenager that just gets their license, they're going on remote control and they're just, you know, let me go drive through McDonald's and get something, and they're hanging out with their friends and they're having a great time, they're not connecting the dots in that highly processed fried food, what's it going to do to their body. They are not connecting the dots in the soda that they are drinking down is going to do to their body. But if at home, at the dinner table with mom and dad, you're talking about that and you're painting that picture for them and you're actively, you know, getting involved with them in their education, you can change the course, you can change the behavior patterns, you know, of your kids. You can change the behavior patterns of yourself. You know, just by getting educated on this. And really, that's that's what the Million Mom Movement is all about. It's just those of us that have had the fortune to learn about this in the early days, you know, 15, 20 years ago, those of us that are just learning about it now, go out and share that knowledge. Go out and share that knowledge because, honestly, it could be saving someone's life in 10 or 15 years. It could be taking a kid. It could be taking one in five. It could be taking one in three. And it could be changing their life from a life of being overweight, from a life of having diabetes and high blood pressure and cholesterol and taking five prescription medications from the time they're in their late 20s or 30s to being an active, healthy, you know, young adult. So, you know, this isn't something to be, you know, taken lightly because really the food supply is, it's really having challenges and troubles right now. And so sometimes people say, well, Amy, I want to do that. I want to do everything that you're saying. I'll tell all my friends. I'll talk to my kids, my little ones, my teenagers. But you know what? Well, we can become educated, but now what do we do? What if we live in a community where organics are not that available? You know, I have to eat. And so, you know what? That's where Purium comes in. And that, honestly, is where I am most proud of being the owner of this organization or one of the owners of this organization is because Purium is the solution to that problem. Because remember what I said is, you know, as parents, and I'm sure you can all identify with this if you have children or you've cared for other people's children, is you want to do the absolute best that you can for them within your means, you know? And so the within your means is really important because, you know, we understand that organics are very expensive. We understand that higher quality food or farm fresh food sometimes just isn't available if you live in the middle of a city, or it's just not available. It's out of your economic reach. Well, you know what? That's where Purium comes in. Or, you know what, maybe it's not even out of your economic reach. Maybe it's out of your reach for time. You know, maybe economically you're doing fine because you work, because there's a two-parent household that works. And so that leaves the babysitter having fast food or preparing, like, heating up frozen food in the microwave. And you know what? We do what we have to do because it definitely takes money to pay our bills and do the best for our children. But again, that is where I'm so proud that Purium offers a solution. It offers an amazing solution at a very amazing value. We offer non-GMO, pure foods, superfoods, in fact, that are so concentrated that you get the nutrient value of all this food that maybe you don't have the time to prepare, maybe you don't have the money to afford, all concentrated into shakes, into capsules, into concentrated liquids, depending on which item we're talking about here, that you can insert into your own diet, into your kids' diet. And so, again, it's a beautiful solution. So you talk to people, you say, here's the problem, here's the pain. The pain is we're all going to be obese, and we all know that obesity leads to disease. Do we want our kids to be obese? Do we want to be obese? Do we want them to be reliant on prescription medication from the time they're in their 20s? Well, of course not. Nobody wants that. That's the pain. But you know what? Purium can take away the pain. Purium, if you introduce the Appleberry Power Shake is, well, it's like my favorite, one of my favorite products in the line that I tell everybody if they don't know what to do and they just want to do something, get the Appleberry Power Shake. Your kids will like it. You will like it. You will see amazing changes in the way that you feel and the way your body performs. So Appleberry Power Shake is a great solution to that painful problem of not even knowing where to start, what to do, and this quest for better food in your family's life. Now, I want to talk a little bit about some other things that you can do that you can incorporate into your family's, you know, daily eating, and how Purium can just fold right into the mix. And so, and can actually, you know, can take the place of other things that you may be buying. So it's not always buy your regular grocery bill and add Purium onto it. There's many things that can be, you know, that transfer buying that you can buy this super concentrated or superfood versus buying something that doesn't have the nutrient value and that could have those chemicals and GMOs in it. So I wanted to talk about, you know, we all have to get up and get our kids ready for school if you've got school-age kids. And, you know, my daughter's kind of grumpy in the morning when we get up. So she's not necessarily the most cooperative about, you know, eating something very healthy in the morning. And so what I do is I like to kind of switch it up with her. And not, you know, you got to keep it different. You got to keep them engaged in what you're doing. They get bored with the same thing. And so I think that it's so important that they get healthy fats in the morning, because we all know that healthy fats help the brain function better. And so when we're sending our kids off to school, you know, all the schools say, you know, you must have your kids eat breakfast. At some of the public schools, if you don't have time to do it, there's this free breakfast program, and bring them on in the cafeteria and let them eat a bowl of, well, I don't even know what the right word to describe that might be. Then I probably shouldn't say it on the open conference call. But, you know, it's junk. It's pure junk that's coming through some of these school breakfast and lunch programs. And so, yes, the research has been done. Our kids need nutrition before they go off to school. The brain takes an incredible amount of energy to function optimally and to perform at its best. But you know what? We give them junk in the morning. We give them sugared cereal, or we give them some weird fried tater tot in the, you know, the free breakfast line. How well do you think your brain is nourished to be able to learn in the classroom? But you know what? If you can take the time to make some eggs and use some coconut oil instead of butter, when you scramble your eggs or fry your eggs, you're getting that medium chain triglyceride. You're getting that healthy fat. The coconut oil in scientific studies has been proved to improve brain function and cognitive function. So that's an amazing thing to give your kids before they go off to school. You know, you can also sneak the coconut oil in the hot cereal. If they do oatmeal or if they do any other type of hot cereal, instead of using butter, use a teaspoon or a tablespoon of coconut oil to melt in the hot cereal. Stir it up. You can sneak the coconut oil in a smoothie if you like doing smoothies to get your kids out the door in the morning, because it's quick and it's fast and there's not a lot of cleanup. You know, you just wash out the blender. Or, you know, you can spread the coconut oil on a whole grain toast or bagel. So anywhere that you could use butter, and at the breakfast table, if you ever go out, you know, or you have breakfast at home or you go out to eat, what is always on the table, what always comes with breakfast, it's butter. So coconut oil is an amazing substitute for that butter, and having it first thing in the morning for kids especially, I mean adults too, because who doesn't want to have a super functioning brain when you go to work so you can do the best job, you know? So coconut oil in the morning is great. You know, then when they come home, oh, I wanted to mention one last thing, and some people think I'm crazy, but I want to put it out there. I love to put a scoop of Love Super Meal in my hot cereal. And you can do it straight with just hot water. Take your Love Super Meal and just a bit of water to concentrate it, or to get it reconstituted to like an oatmeal type consistency. Or you can make your oatmeal or hot cereal and then just add in a scoop of the Love Super Meal to just fortify it that much more. There's some name brand oatmeal out on the market that's fortified with whey protein, but man, what a much better protein source to add in your Love Super Meal to that oatmeal. And so you get the nice long chain carbohydrates combine with the protein from the Love Super Meal. So I think that's a great hot cereal option. When your kids come home from after school, everybody wants a snack, you know, whether you're a teenager or you're a kindergartner. And so a great thing to do for snack is, you know, a power shake. And, you know, people might be laughing and saying, I don't think my kids are going to go for a power shake as an after-school snack. Well, you know what? You would be so surprised. I have talked to so many parents, whether they be of teenage sons that were very athletic or little kids, and you introduce power shake to your family, they will love the way they feel. And everyone's tired when they come home from school, but you've got homework to do. You've got activities to do, you know? And so we need to give our kids enough energy that they can get that homework done. They can go out to soccer practice or gymnastics or dance or whatever their activity is. But you know what? After a long day of school, they don't have much nourishment left in them. You know, I mean, they've been tasked to focus all day, which can be draining, you know. And so who knows, even if we pack them the very best, most nutritious lunch that we can, we don't know if they're really eating it, as my kindergartner told me. But you give them a power shake before you start the homework, before you send them out to that activity, to give them the nourishment that they need to excel. Because, you know, some these kids, like my kindergartner, she's 6 years old. You know, she goes to school till 3 o'clock. She comes home. We do homework. She goes to dance, goes to gymnastics. These are full days. I mean, so much more. The kids these days seem to have so many more activities than I did when I was a kid, you know, but we're pushing them. We're pushing these little kids to the limits, and we really don't know what they're eating at lunch, because we may provide the healthiest lunch we can for them, but they might just put it in the trash, or they might trade with their friend. So, you know, a power shake before after-school activities, if they're going to be out in the sun, if they're going to be doing sports and things like that, Ionic Element is a must. Ionic Element is so great. If you've ever pulled up to 7-Eleven and your kid's like, we got to get a Gatorade, we got to get a Powerade before I go to my X practice or my X game, you know, don't do that anymore. You know, every time you pull one of those red or blue or green Gatorades off the shelf, you're ingesting dyes. And you know what? These dyes are chemicals that are very dangerous, and they've been proven that can be very dangerous to the body, because the body's confused. It sees something green coming. It thinks green things are chlorophyll. It thinks that is a phytonutrient that's going to heal the body. But then it's disguised, and it's just a chemical that's not. So it brings the green into places that it thinks it would bring the chlorophyll, and it's going to help, and it can't because it's not chlorophyll. So dyes are something that we really, really want to be careful and we really want to avoid. That every time you go grab one of these sports rehydration drinks, they're full of dyes. And so a Purium product that can take the place of that in an instant is the Ionic Element. You can mix the Ionic Elements with a lemonade. It's great. You can mix the Ionic Elements with cherry, and it's great. It's the best. It's the best sports recovery drink they've ever had. And so they get that sports recovery, they get that hydration, plus they get so much more. So I definitely try to get that, do that, a power shake and the sports recovery drink with the Ionic Element. And then again, to talk about cherry just a little bit more. So we're done with all our activities. We've gone home. We've taken a shower, taken a bath, whatever. We're trying to get to bed. And so what kids don't want a nighttime snack? My kids are like, I want a snack. I want a snack. And so you want to make, you know, you want to give them something good. Like, I know my grandmother would let us eat ice cream right before we went to bed. And, you know, I don't really agree with that. I don't think ice cream is the appropriate, you know, nighttime snack. But, you know,
that's just Bluebell.
Oh, hey, Dave. It was Bluebell. Yes. Every time we went to Nana's house, we had an ice cream float before bed.
I've been listening. I just want to say hello to everybody from the Oasis. Sorry I couldn't be tonight, but Amy, you have been doing an amazing job. And I just want to say thank you for covering and that everybody from the Oasis says hello.
Oh, well, tell everybody hi, and I'm so sorry I'm missing them.
No worries, and I didn't mean to interrupt, but I had to throw in the Bluebell comment. I just couldn't resist.
Oh, yeah, see, Dave knows.
Okay, all the best, everybody. Happy transforming. Oh, no, that's the other call. I'm so tired. Bye. Great job, Amy.
So, thank you. So, you know, two things that that I use in my family as a healthy nighttime snack is incorporate the cherry, because, you know, we all know that we need that deep sleep. Our children and ourselves, we need that deep sleep. And, you know, believe it or not, kids these days are carrying so much stress because they're so overstimulated with everything that's going on with their school and their activities and on their iPad and on their phone and on their Twitter and on their all these different stimuli that, you know, we didn't have 30, 40, you know, 50 years ago. They're so overly stimulated, you know, kids are having an unprecedented rate of anxiety. You know, kids are having an unprecedented rate of stress. And so we know that when we're anxious and we have stress that we don't sleep well. Well, you know, in adults, if we don't sleep well, it's not good because, you know, we're not repairing and we're not regenerating our body and our cells and our tissues. But think about it with a child. A child is growing. A child needs to regenerate, renew even more so, and they're doing that at an even more rapid pace than an adult. But if they're not getting that deep, restful sleep, they've got major problems, you know, all the way from, you know, more anxiety, more stress, can't concentrate at school, can't grow properly, and then for sure can't function at these after school and these sports activities. So it's super critical that your kids get deep sleep. And actually a new study just was published, I think, in April in a new journal. It was done like a double-blind study down in Louisiana. I just read about it, about tart cherries and sleeping and how that it absolutely is being scientifically proven that the tart cherry helps get you into that deep, restful sleep. And so use the tart cherry with your kids. And it doesn't have to be, ooh, here's a glass of cherry juice. Mix the cherry with natural applesauce. Mix the cherry with Greek yogurt. Or if you were like my Nana, give a little tiny bit of ice cream, although she gave a lot, and use that cherry as a drizzle, as a topping on the ice cream. I'm just kidding. I don't really suggest that. But at night, the cherry, incorporate the cherry into your kid's diet. You will see a different little kid in the morning. I don't know if this happens to your kids or it's just unique to mine. If we stay up late, we were on vacation and we were staying up late and just having the best time, but they don't necessarily sleep late just because they stayed up late. They just sleep less, and then, boy, are they grumpy the next day. So, you know, getting your kids the right deep sleep is so integral, and it will be integral to them, and it actually will be very, very integral to you because you won't have such a grumpy kid on your hands. So, you know, that's kind of my quick rundown of, you know, of easy ways to incorporate the Purium products or a handful of the Purium products, you know, into your family's, you know, everyday lifestyle. You know, get that coconut oil in the morning. I mean, I always recommend a power shake always in the morning or some type of green drink. You know, an after-school snack, a power shake is great. Use that ionic elements if they're doing any kind of, you know, outdoor activity and you need to replenish electrolytes. And then tart cherry before bed, absolute must. And, you know, we've heard stories and stories and stories of as you gradually begin to incorporate these foods into your family's lifestyle, you gradually begin to distance yourself from some of the foods that you thought you couldn't do without. And it's just kind of like a natural evolution. It's a natural transformation, actually. This is appropriate time to use the word transformation. I think that's why we love it so much, of your body really changes. Your body chemistry changes. The pH in your mouth begins to change. And so those things that you and your kids were reaching for that you thought you just had to have and you thought that you loved so much, suddenly you don't love them that much because honestly they don't taste the same. When the pH in your mouth changes, when it's alkalized because you've been doing green drinks, whether it's in the power shake or whether you're bringing in organic kumquat or barley or another green drink like Best of Greens, the pH in your mouth changes, your body chemistry changes, and then when you go reach for that soda or you go reach for that coffee or you go reach for whatever it may be that is your thing that you love, you don't love it so much. And then so you go longer and longer without wanting to have that because it didn't have that fix for you like it used to. And so that's what I mean when I said this is a nudge. This is a nudge your way to change, not just a judge, and it's not a knee-jerk reaction. As you incorporate one thing and the next thing and the next thing, you just get on this journey. You just get on this transformation. And the reason we use the word transformation so much is because usually people that are doing it, they don't go back. They don't change back because they see what it's done for them. They feel what it's done for them. And then they've gone out and they started sharing it with others. And that's what the Million Mom Movement is all about. Just, I really challenge you, take a piece of paper and write down 10 friends, 10 family members, 10 other families that you could just share a tiny piece of this call with and see if you can make a difference. Because you know what? That's what this is all about for Dave and I. It's making a difference. It's making a difference in people's lives for the better. That's the whole mission of the company. And so I'm just so proud to be a part of it because it's so easy to stand up and talk about the pain. Because there's so much pain out there. There's so much bad food that can lead to bad stuff. But that's not where I want to focus on. I want to focus on the solution. And anybody who joins the Million Mom Movement, it's a solution-oriented movement. It's a solution-oriented movement that you can control what goes in your body and what goes, for the most part, in your kid's body until they get old enough to be out on their own and make their own choices. But you know what? You build that solid foundation. You talk to them about the stuff that you're learning, and even though they may be ignoring you because they're a teenager and feel that they know everything more than their parents do, you know what? It's still in the back of their mind. It's still in the back of their mind. And you know what? They will come back to that solid foundation because they will see you, and they will see you as a shining example of what making those better choices, you know, does. So I want to say thank you, everybody, for listening to me go on my diatribe tonight. You know, it's something that Dave and I are just so passionate about. And, you know, it's so amazing to see people lose weight, feel better, and just the impact that these small changes can make in people's lives. So I highly encourage you to go out and touch those 10 families. And you know what? It's worth it. It's worth the time. It's worth the effort to see the positive change that just a little education can make. So thank you guys all so much for listening. And Dave will be back with you next Wednesday. So have a great week.
Hey, Sammy.
Stop. Ready? Stop. Okay. All good.
Bye. Bye. Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you.
Thanks so much. Good night.